You're listening to Matt Webb.
And I'm very pleased to say that joining us on the line, it's the comedian Lucy Porter. Very good morning to you, Lucy.
Good morning. It's lovely to be with you.
It's lovely to have you on the phone. And we were discussing off air how lovely it is outside. Not a cloud in the sky here in Cambridge. Wonderful stuff.
Well, I hope that will keep up for the rest of the month. I'm sure, you know, balmy September, and I can bask in the rays of Cambridge's sun.
Wonderful stuff. So, first of all, tell us a little bit about how you started off in the world of comedy, because it's a very difficult industry to sort of get into, isn't it?
Well, it was not so hard when I got into it, because it was many years ago in the late 1990s. I was living in Manchester, and there was a burgeoning comedy scene with people like Steve Coogan and Caroline Hearn doing stuff. And so I went to see a lot of comedy in Manchester, and then I was working at Granada Television and decided to, go the other side of the camera and step up. So I did a gig in Chester, and it went quite well, so I carried on.
Is a sort of comedy, it is like acting, isn't it, to some degree?
Well, it's easier than acting, because you don't have to remember the words, and you can do it differently every night. So having done a bit of acting, I have renewed respect for actors, because it's very difficult. All I have to do is turn up and be myself and chatter on for an hour and a bit, and hopefully everyone goes home happy.
Absolutely. And how would you describe your comedy?
Well, it's I always have trouble. You would think after all this time I'd be able to describe it. It's sort of slightly confessional, slightly observational. It's largely just me banging on for a while about my life, and chucking a few jokes in from time to time.
And how long does it take for you to prepare a show? It must take a couple of months. Is it a year or something like that?
No, well, I mean, these days you have to turn over your material very quickly. In the olden days, comedians used to tour with the same 20-minute act for years and years. But I write a new show kind of every year and then tour it. So I've just been at the Edinburgh Festival doing that for a month. So I used the people of Edinburgh as guinea pigs. And now that it's good, I'm bringing it to Cambridge. So I'd say probably a couple of months to get a show together, and then it changes. The nice thing about stand-up as well is it changes constantly, so while I'm on tour it will be a different show by the end of the tour than it was at the beginning.
And just before we talk about the show that you'll be performing in Cambridge, you've been on various different panel shows. I think one of my favourite ones that you appeared on was Mock the Week with Dara O'Brien.
Ah yes, the lovely Dara.
And is that all you're going to say about him? He's not that bad.
Yeah, no, well, he's the only man I've ever punched. That's my that's Dara's claim to fame in my world.
Oh, right.
I was doing a show a few years ago, and it was the theme of the show was do something you'd never done before, and I said I'd never punched anyone, so Dara allowed me to punch him in the stomach.
did the crowd applause?
They loved it, yeah. He didn't seem to flinch at all. I was slightly disappointed. I was hoping I might, fell him with a single blow and be, carried around the room at shoulder height by the crowd, but it was not to be. I don't think he even felt it.
He's made of tough stuff, I'm sure. So tell us a little bit about your show. You're coming to Cambridge on Friday the 13th of September. Now, it may be unlucky for some, but I'm sure it's going to be very lucky for you.
A few years ago I did a show all about superstition, in which I broke about 40 mirrors and walked under 40 ladders and threw salt everywhere. So yes, I don't worry about Friday the 13th at all. And having been to the Junction before, I love it. So I'm looking forward to coming back. And the new show, it's called Northern Soul, and it's a show that I did in Edinburgh. And it's kind of about whether where you come from shapes the kind of person you are, and whether you can ever get away from your roots. Me being someone who was born in Croydon, I've always been desperate to try and get away from Croydon, but it keeps coming back to haunt me. So that's the gist of the show.
How long does the show last for? Is it an hour? Is it a couple of hours?
It depends how I feel, but there's two halves, so it will be about, I would say, sort of 45 minutes the first half, and then about 40 minutes the second half. 85 minutes plus interval. So you can do the maths yourself. I can't remember what time we start. Probably 8 o'clock. So you'll be home by 10, or away by 10. Put the babysitter till 10:30, or put the babysitter till 11, and then you can stay and have a drink.
Brilliant stuff. And just before we leave you, is there a few one-liners you'd like to tell us? Because comedians are always famous for their one-liners, and I'm sure some of our listeners will enjoy hearing maybe the odd joke this morning.
Well, I mean, I am not a one-liner merchant, but I enjoy pub jokes. They're my favourite. They're kind of old, for example, a woman's looking in the mirror. She turns to her husband and she says, "Darling, I look old, fat and ugly. Give me a compliment." He says, "Well, your eyesight's spot on." That's my favourite. That's my favourite joke, and it rings truer as the years go by for my husband and I, which is nice.
Yes, but you've been married quite a few years now, haven't you?
No, many, many years, and I'm looking at him now, so I can't say too much because he's in the room. But yeah, marvellous man. Shining example to all husbands everywhere.
Wonderful stuff. And once again, you're performing at the Junction on Friday the 13th of September, and you can book tickets actually at junction.co.uk. So that'll be wonderful stuff. I'll have to see if I can get along to that, because I do love your comedy myself.
Oh, well, please come and say hello. I'll take you over to Nando's and buy you whatever you like.
Oh, that would be very nice. It should be me treating you after a radio interview, actually.
We'll go halves.
That sounds very fair. Lucy Porter, it's been fantastic talking to you, and we'll put this up on our website as a podcast in the next couple of days or so.
All right, a pleasure, my love. Have a lovely day. Enjoy the sunshine.
And you, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.